Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. TNCs apply.
I'm Dana Carvey.
I'm David Spade.
Fly on the Wall's back for another season now on audio and video every Monday and Thursday.
So many incredible guests will be joining us.
Follow and listen to Fly on the Wall everywhere you get your podcasts.
Too good to be true.
With that means time once again for a little analysis of your vehicle. Any problems you may have with your car, your truck, your van, you can ask ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive all about it, and he'll give you some idea of what may be ailing before you bring it in for service. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning, Danny. How are you?
I'm doing quite well. Thanks for asking. Hope you and your friends at Lloyd's Automotive are doing well, too. I imagine another busy week. Weather notwithstanding, it's been a pretty crazy season, for sure. We're already getting text messages. By the way, if you're new to the show, thanks for checking us out. Dan has helped us out here on CCO, helped you out for many, many years, getting close to 30, I think. And if you have some problems, as I said, with your vehicle and you have to bring it in for service, why don't you call or text Dan? Limited time here. Dan will be here till about 7:45 when Jack Farrell steps in. So don't wait. Any kind of a car question we take, either by phone or by text, here's the way to do it. 651-461-9226. Dan, we've got a couple of text messages, and I remember we did a week or so ago as well, about catalytic converter alarms. I have not read or seen anything about that. I know that people are talking about putting the club on certain manufactured vehicles. But have you heard anything about catalytic converter alarms?
Well, the only thing I've heard, Denny, is I did Google it the other day when we talked about this, and it looks like some sort of electronic alarm that signals if somebody starts messing with your catalytic converter, which I'm not sure exactly how they work, but it seems like a good idea. And I also noticed this week that the legislature passed a bill regarding catalytic converters. In other words, to be in possession of a catalytic converter that's not labeled and marked where it came from is illegal. And so hopefully that will close down the illegal buying of catalytic converters and transporting of them. And so so hopefully that'll make a difference.
I'm amazed it's taken that long. This seems like such a no-brainer for all the years that you and I have, literally years that we've been talking about this thievery. But nonetheless, at least there's something is getting done. That's positive, I guess. Tell you what, let's do this. Before we move on, let's grab a phone call. I think Phyllis is calling in from New Richmond with a question for you. Thanks, Phyllis. Good morning. What's your question for Dan?
Good morning. My car recently, it's a 2021 Highlander Hybrid, and it's no longer under the care of Toyota where you get your oil changes and such. So I've been changing to my local car dealer or car shop again. They're saying I should be changing oil every 5,000 miles, that the 10,000 miles really goes too long, even though the oil's supposed to go that long, that it just gets dirtier and I'm just endangering the length of usage of my car. And they, you know, want to rotate cars every, or wheels every 5,000, and then do the oil change at every 5,000.
I agree with that. And we've talked about this quite a bit in the past. And, you know, oil is kind of the lifeblood of the car, and it's important. And I think the manufacturer is just stretching that out a little too far. Under normal driving conditions, I just think it's too long. And so I agree with your local shop that, and I do this with my own car. Every 5,000 miles, I do rotate the tires and change the oil. And I just do that, even though the oils have gotten so much better over the years, change the oil. And I just do that, even though the oils have gotten so much better over the years, I still think that it's a good idea to keep fresh oil in there. And I also think that it's important for us to see your car twice a year and be able to know that everything else about your car is okay, too.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah. Thanks for the call. Appreciate that. Again, if you want to call in your car care question, that's great. If you're easier to find it sending a text, that's good, too. 651-461-9226. Let's grab another phone call. Bob is calling in from Ham Lake this morning, I believe. Bob, good morning. What is your question for Dan?
Good morning, guys. Sure appreciate your show. I have a 2019 Ford F-150. It's the 2.7 liter. It's the four-wheel drive. And that's what I believe is making the noise. There's a rubbing noise, kind of a grinding noise coming from the front wheels. I'm guessing it's in the vacuum system. Could it be the check valve?
It could certainly be the check valve or something like that. If that four-wheel drive is partially engaged or not completely disengaging, there certainly could be some rubbing that's going on up there and causing that type of noise. One thing that I would try is switching it through all the different modes of four-wheel drive and let it go in and out, kind of exercise that a few times, and see if that helps. And if it does, then you know that that you're on the right track. But, you know, as always, my recommendation will be that you probably swing it by your shop and ask them to go for a ride with you and take a listen. Because if we can hear it, that's how we're going to best diagnose it.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks, Bob, for the call. Again, text or call Dan Burns if you have any kind of a car care question. 651-461-9226. Good morning. This texter says, Dan, 2023 Chevy Trailblazer. Texter is wondering why they make the engine sound like it's not running when stopped at a traffic light. Does it help save on gas? Well, we get this question from time to time. I don't have that on my vehicle or vehicles, nor does my wife and I. That would kind of bother me. Like that.
Yeah, I don't like it either, but it is, you know, I've read some studies on this about how efficient it makes your vehicle, or how much more efficient it makes your vehicle with fuel economy, and it's quite a bit. And also, you know, in our major cities and so forth, pollution that's happening at a major busy intersection is a lot. So if you shut all those cars off at those intersections, that's going to make a big difference too. So while you and I are kind of old fashioned and we don't like it, Denny, it probably is the right thing for the world for us to be doing. But like you, I don't like it either.
Yeah, seems out of control. But no, you're right. It does. And I bet it does save a lot of fuel, a lot of fumes. Absolutely. Tell you what, let's do this. Let us take a quick break here. Just a reminder, Dan's going to be with us till just about 7:45. I know it seems like a short period of time, but if you have any kind of a problem with your vehicle, you want to get an answer or two, at least be armed with a little bit more information, call us or text us before we run out of time. Again, 651-461-9226. Real fast break here, Dan, then we'll come back with more CCO's Car Care on News Talk 830 WCCO. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. Denny Long on this end with ASC certified technician Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. Dan, located exactly where there on Grant?
Well, we are exactly at 982 Grand Avenue, which is right between Lexington and Victoria in St. Paul. You can find us on the web at lloydsautomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, lloydsautomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
A lot of great coffee shops around there, too, places to eat and shop. Great great area. Lucky guy. I'll tell you what, we're lucky, too, because we have a bunch of callers and texters to help out this morning. Dan, Tom is calling in this morning, I believe, from Glencoe. Tom, thanks for hanging on. What's your question for Dan?
Yeah. Good morning, guys. I have a 2020 Chevy Equinox front-wheel drive. And when I get on a little bit of snow or icy roads, the back end just slides side to side like an old rear-wheel drive car. And I've had people talk about traction control or Stabilitrack. Maybe one of those should be on or off to, in order to try to eliminate that side-to-side sliding.
Yeah, well, if any of the wheels are not gripping, if one of the wheels is spinning faster than the other ones, your traction control should take control of that and apply a little bit of brake to that spinning wheel to slow it down so that all the vehicle wants all the wheels spinning at the same rate, the same RPM. And if one of them is going fast, it applies a little bit of brake so that things stay straight. And if that's not working, then is what would be going on. I wonder for sure if the front wheel, if the front wheels are driving the way they're supposed to also. So it sounds to me like if that's actually going on, you probably want to get that in and have that checked and be sure that, first of all, the four-wheel drive system is working and that all four wheels are being driven. And secondly, that the anti-lock brake system or the traction control is operating and capable of keeping all the wheels turning at the same RPM.
Thank you, Bob. Good luck with that, Tom. The texter says this, Dan. He says, good morning, Dan. 2017 Buick Regal Premier. It makes a groaning noise in the steering column area when making a sharp turn into a parking spot or a similar turn. This only happens in cold weather. Do you think that's a concern?
Well, it may not be a big... Well, yes, it's a concern. Nobody likes to hear groaning noises from their car. So I think you probably do want to do something about that. It might not be dangerous. It's pretty common, you know... In the steering column, there's lots of different places where there's bushings or bearings or whatever. There's lots of things that are turning in there. And if one of those is, sometimes it's just like a nylon bushing that's making a noise like that. But my recommendation would be you should take it in and when it's doing it to a professional and have them take a listen to it and see if they think that it's safe or not. I think it probably is safe, but at least it's still annoying, and you probably want to take care of it.
Right. Let's grab a quick phone call before we look at the weather. Larry calling in from St. Paul this morning. Larry, what is your question this morning?
Thank you so much. I have a 2006 van, and when I let the steering wheel loose, it kind of drifts to the left, plus it kind of shakes a little bit. Not really, but I feel it kind of shaking. I didn't know if it was the frame or something under there. Like I said, when I turn loose that steering wheel, it kind of veers to the left and kind of shakes a little bit.
Yeah. Well, a couple things I would want you to have checked. First is the alignment. Be sure that all four wheels are in proper alignment, because usually when you have a steering... you know, the vehicle not willing to go straight down the road, that's often related to the alignment. The other thing that often will cause a pull like that is a tire. And so if one of if you were in the shop, what I would do is probably rotate the tires, put the back tires on the front, and see if that makes a difference on the pull. If it does, then there's a good chance that the shake that you're feeling is also coming from the tire. So I think that's probably where I would start, is rotate the tires and see if that makes a difference.
All right. Very good. Dan, we're going to take a quick break, have a look at that CCO forecast, and we'll have time for more calls and more texts coming up after the weather here on News Talk 830 WCCO. Stay with us. Good Saturday morning to you. Welcome back to CCO's Car Care Show. We are here every Saturday in the 7 o'clock hour. Thanks to good friend Dan Burns from Lloyd's Automotive. We'll let you know how to get in touch with Dan and his crew there, with Nick and all the guys, in just a moment before Dan leaves us, which is just a couple of minutes from now. Dan, let's see how many folks we can help out before you do take your leave today. Another question we get from time to time, here it is. Are fuel injector cleaners additives any good, and can you use them with turbocharged engines?
You know, we use them cautiously anymore because, you know, the fuel injection system and the turbo systems are all so sophisticated. And, you know, we don't use them as a routine thing, like just cleaning them, you know, for a maintenance thing. If we have a fuel injector, or a particular fuel injector that we're having trouble with, we will sometimes try running a cleaner through there to see that if it will make a difference. Not very often does it make a difference. So pretty much I would say we're getting away from using fuel injection cleaners.
Is there something you and the guys can do at Lloyd's as far as cleaning up some carbon, you know, intake? Or, I mean, is there something that technicians can do without using additives?
Well, you know, if like with a carburetor cleaner or something like that, you're cleaning something external. You're not getting to the internal part of the fuel injector, right, for example. But, yes, all the time we use a carb cleaner to clean carbon off of the air intake, and we use cleaners all the time to clean things externally. But it gets, you know, they're just so sophisticated, and so, you know, the orifices are so small and all of that, that if you get the wrong chemical involved, it can cause trouble too.
Yeah, absolutely. Good point. Kind of a follow-up on the where the engine shuts off. Texter says they have a 2022 Silverado pickup that has the auto stop. There's a button on the dash to turn it off, he or she says, but you have to do it each time you drive it. Not a big deal to me, Texter says. So on that particular vehicle, you can disable it at least here and there.
Yeah, my wife's car is just like that, too, where I could, every time I get in it, I just push the button and shut it off. So I disable it.
Another follow-up on the oil change topic we were talking about. This texter from Wisconsin says that my Toyota dealer has said because of the temperature extremes in Wisconsin, they recommend the changing the synthetic change oil change at 5,000, like you and I always talk about.
So, yeah. You
good
know,
point
I
there.
I read my owner's manual, and on the maintenance schedule, it tells you to change your oil every 10,000 miles, but there's a whole bunch of unless, you know, if you tow a vehicle or anything, like, you know, pretty much under many driving conditions. In my owner's manual, it recommends that I change it at 5,000 miles also. So I think 5,000 is the number, and I just feel good about that.
Yeah, read the owner's manual sometime. It's amazing what you... Seriously, I'm not joking. And I've done it myself. I thought, I didn't know that. I didn't know this car
right.
Like that. Whatever the case may be. Dan, I know we have to head out of here. Now, for folks that maybe need your help at Lloyd's, how do we get in touch with you again?
Well, always the best way, Denny, is to come on over. We are at 982 Grand Avenue in St. Paul, right between Lexington and Victoria. You can find us on the web with all this information at LloydsAutomotive.net, L-L-O-Y-D-S, LloydsAutomotive.net, or give us a call, 651-228-1316.
Can I talk you into coming back here next week and doing this again?
I think that's a great idea. I'll be looking forward to it.
All right, me too. Thanks, Dan. Dan Burns, ASE Certified Technician at Lloyd's Automotive. Jack Farrell from Haskell's Wine Chat is next. Then in the 8 o'clock hour, get those lawn and garden questions ready for Mary Meyer from the U of M. We'll do that on our Smart Garden Show right after Jack. Here on News Talk 83.
Ready to level up? Chumba Casino is your playbook to fun. It's free to play with no purchase necessary. Enjoy hundreds of online social games like blackjack, slots, and solitaire anytime, anywhere with fresh releases every week. Whether you're at home or on the go, let Chumba Casino bring the excitement to you. Plus, get free daily login bonuses and a free welcome bonus. Join now for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Play Chumba Casino today. No purchase necessary. VGW Group. Void where prohibited by law. 21 plus. T&Cs apply.
Looking for something smart, soulful, and full of heart? I'm Jen Hatmaker, host of For the Love, the podcast where we talk about what really matters, love and family, faith and purpose. Every week, I'm joined by incredible incredible guests for honest conversations that invite all of us to live with more intention, more laughter, and more connection. Join us on For the Love wherever you get your podcasts.